Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a very special story about Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, the father of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He lived in Russia under the communists, very, very, very cruel government, and he was a big rav, a big rabbi, and the government was very, very anxious to stop his activities because he influenced many, many Jewish people, and he stood up very strongly against the very, very mean communist government. Eventually, they arrested him and they sent him to a faraway place. And in that place, although he wasn't quite in prison, he had been in prison, but at that point he wasn't in prison, but he was living in a very, very difficult situation, and he had to report to the police quite often and so forth. He didn't have any paper. He didn't have any ink. As a great Talmid Chacham, he did a lot of writing of Torah ideas usually, and it was very, very hard for him to not be able to write down his Torah ideas. And so his wife, the Rebbetzin Hannah, traveled very, very, very far to be with him. And she actually made ink for him. He had one book with him only. That book was the Zohar. And that's all that he was allowed to have. And that from the ink that Rebbetzin Hannah made, he was able to make very, very, very brief notes on the pages of the Zohar. And in fact, the ink was different colors at different times, because since Rebbetzin Hannah was not an expert in making ink, therefore the ink came out different times, different colors. But these notes on this Zohar, she was eventually able to sneak out of the country when she eventually left, with great, great danger to herself. And all these notes have since been published. And so we have the insights, the Torah insights, which Rabbi Levi Yitzchak wrote when he was in this terrible arrested situation. And made a schus of his Mesirat Nefesh, his self-sacrifice for Torah and for mitzvahs, as well as the self-sacrifice of his wife, Rebbetzin Hannah, be a merit that helps that the Geula should come immediately. Levi Yitzchak's Yahrzeit is the 20th of Av, which is coming up very soon. May Mashiach come quickly through our Torah and mitzvahs, and his Torah and mitzvahs, immediately if not sooner. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.